We are continuing with our combinations of brothers and sisters who are married to each other in Perek Yudalad, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Achim Pikhim, Nesuim Lishtei Achayos, Achas Chareshes, V'Achas Pikachas. So now we're going to take a case of two brothers who are Pikhim, and they're married to two sisters. One of the sisters is a Chareshes, and one of the sisters is a Pikachas. The Pikeach brother who is married to the Chareshes dies. Meis Pikeach Bala Chareshes, Ma Yase Pikeach Bala Pikachas. Since the brother who was a Pikeach and was the husband of the Chareshes dies, what should the husband, the brother who is a Pikeach, do if he is the husband of a Pikachas? Says the Mishnah Teitzei Mishum Achazisha. Since the woman falling, her marriage was of a weaker level because she was a Chareshes, so it's only rabbinic. She is Potter from Yibum and from Chalitza because of the Isser of Achos Isha. And the opposite case, Meis Pikeach Bala Pikachas. What if the Pikeach brother dies, who's the husband of a Pikachas? Ma Yase Pikeach Bala Chareshes. What should the Pikeach, who's married to the Chareshes' sister, do? Says the Mishnah, Motzias Ishto Beget V'yas Eshes Achiv B'chalitza. Over here, he should divorce his wife with a get. Again, he is Pikeach Bala Chareshes. He can use a get. He can divorce his get. It will work with a Chareshes. Because we saw that in an earlier Mishnah, that we don't need her agreement and her mind, her intelligence, to be divorced. She can be divorced against her will. So just like he married her, he can divorce her. He has to do, because the Isser of Achos Zekukaso, because his wife's sister is falling to him in Yibum De'oraisa, because she had a full marriage, is going to usher his wife on him. His wife, he has to divorce with a get. Similarly, he has to do Chalitza to the Eshes Achiv, Eshes Achiv B'Chalitza. Here, he's a Pikeach, and the woman falling to him is a Pikachas, so a Chalitza will work, and he has to do a Chalitza over here. Again, they're both pikhim, and he has to do a chalitza because the zakuka, this woman who is falling in Yibum, is the sister of his divorcee. Even though that was only a rabbinic marriage, that still is awesome. Mishnah Vav, Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh ve'Echad Pikeach. Now we'll take two brothers, one's a Cheresh and one's a Pikeach. Nesuim l'shtei achayos, they're married to two sisters. Achas Chareshes ve'Achas Pikachas. The two sisters, one's a Chareshes, and one's a Pikachas. So we have one brother a Cheresh, one brother a Pikeach. One sister a Chareshes, one sister a Pikachas. Meis Cheresh Bala Chareshes. So the Cheresh is married to the Chareshes, and he dies. Ma Yase Pikeach Bala Pikachas. What should the Pikeach do who's married to the Pikachas? Teitzei Mishum Achos Isha. The woman falling in Yibum came from a marriage which was less strong, because it was only rabbinic. So she goes out, she's Potter from Yibum from Chalitza because of Achos Isha. Her sister is married to this guy. Meis Pikeach Bala Pikachas, Ma Yase Cheresh Bala Chareshes. What happens in the opposite case? If the Pikeach who's married to the Pikachas dies, what should the Cheresh who's married to the Chareshes do with this Yavama? Motze Ishto Beget Ve'eshes Achiv Asura La'olam. He has to divorce his wife with a get. Again, his wife he's a Cheresh married to Chareshes. He can give his wife a get, just like he got married Beremiza, he can divorce his wife Beremiza, because it's the same strength. He was a Cheresh when he got married, he's a Cheresh when he got divorced, it's at the same level, so he can give her a get. Then he has to give her a get because the woman falling to him fell from a stronger marriage than his marriage, so therefore that Zika users the sister that he's married to, so he has to divorce his wife with a get. And his brother's wife, who's falling to him in Yibum, is going to be usher to everybody forever. The reason is because he can't marry her because she's the sister of his divorcee. And he cannot give her a chalitza because he's a cheresh. A cheresh cannot do chalitza because he cannot speak. So therefore she's stuck without, in a situation of Yibum, without being able to do Yibum or chalitza. That's the end of Mishnah Vav.